We do have a dilemma here, Deputy, which you'll understand. We don't have enough hotels in the city of Dublin, but at the same time, we don't particularly want a huge number of new hotels to be built because the biggest challenge we're facing at the moment, or one of the biggest challenges we're facing at the moment, is the housing crisis. And rather than more hotels and more Airbnbs, we actually want fewer hotels, fewer new hotels being built and fewer Airbnbs and more construction going into housing and Airbnbs and short-term rents being moved into housing. So we always have to bear in mind the mental impact that exists from the housing crisis as well, as opposed to the other one that you described. I have spoken to hoteliers about this. They have their story to tell, and their story to tell is that the coverage in the media has been unfair, that if you try to book a hotel more than a year ahead, it's the rack rate you get. It's not necessarily the rate that they charge, and they wanted that point to be made, so I have made it. I've made the point very strongly back to them, and it is like price gouging and taking advantage of people and hiking prices on very popular weekends is bad business. It's how your business gets a bad reputation. It's how your city or town gets a bad reputation, and it's how your wider industry gets a bad reputation, and it doesn't make good business sense in the long term. And we saw that happen before when Dublin in particular, but Ireland in general, got a reputation for being a very high-cost place to visit, and I hope they'll take that point on board.